Leading our journey today is Father Ted Dusinski, Vicar General, Chancellor, Moderator of the Curia for the Diocese of Lafayette in Indiana, and Rector Pastor of St. Mary Cathedral and St. Anne Catholic Church.
Welcome back, my dear brothers and sisters in Christ, to our 40 days and 40 nights Lenten journey. Today we confront a painful reality, the meanness that exists in the world. Why are people so mean? Our Mass readings today offer a glimpse into this reality. Jeremiah, in his prophetic ministry, cries out, "I hear the whisperings of many, terror on every side. Denounce, let us denounce him. All those who were my friends are on the watch for any misstep of mine." Jeremiah 20:10. And in John's Gospel, we see the hostility directed toward Jesus, with the Jews picking up rocks to stone him and trying to then arrest him when they didn't like what he had to say. John 10:31. These readings paint a picture of betrayal, rejection, and outright violence. They remind us that even the righteous, even Jesus himself, face the cruelest of treatments. It's a sobering reminder that meanness isn't a new phenomenon. It's a part of the human condition. It's part of original sin, a consequence of the very first sin. Why does it happen? Why do people choose to inflict pain on others? Matthew Kelly, in his book, Life is Messy, often speaks about the wounds we carry. He suggests that often hurt people hurt people. When we are wounded, when we are carrying unresolved pain or fear, we are more likely to lash out, to project our pain onto others. Think about the times you've witnessed or experienced meanness. Was it rooted in insecurity, fear, or a desire for power? Was it a reaction to feeling threatened or misunderstood? Lent is a time for us to look inward, to examine our own hearts. Are there areas where we are holding on to bitterness, resentment, or unforgiveness? Are there wounds that we need to bring to the healing light of Christ? It's also a time to remember that we are called to respond to meanness with love and compassion, even when it's difficult. Jesus, even in the face of violent opposition, continued to offer love and forgiveness. It's not about condoning harmful behavior. It's about recognizing the humanity of those who hurt us and remembering that they, too, are children of God in need of healing. Pope Benedict, referring to what Scripture means when it says, "We are all made in the image and likeness of God, that we are all children of God," said, "I ask each of you, first and foremost, to look into your own heart. Think of all the love that your heart was made to receive, and also the love it is meant to give. After all, we are made for love." He goes on to say, at times it seems so natural, especially when we feel the exhilaration of love, when our hearts brim over with generosity, idealism, the desire to help others to build a better world. But at other times, we realize it is difficult to love. Our hearts can easily be hardened by selfishness, envy, and pride. We all need help, and Jesus is that help. It is found in his word, in the sacraments, in prayer. Jesus is always there to help us. This week, when you encounter meanness, whether it's directed at you or someone else, try to respond with compassion. Pray to Jesus for the person who is acting meanly. Offer a kind word or a gesture of understanding, if appropriate. And most importantly, bring your own wounds and the wounds of the world to the foot of the cross, where healing and forgiveness are found. Let us pray. Lord Jesus, you know the pain of rejection and cruelty. We ask you to help us to understand the wounds that drive people to be mean. Give us the grace to respond with love and compassion, even when it's difficult. Heal our own wounds and help us to be instruments of your peace in a world that so desperately needs it. We ask this in your most holy name. Amen. Thank you for spending time with me today. Please join us again tomorrow as we continue our Lenten journey together. God bless you.